three. Emery calls out the play, gets a screen on the left side. Trying to post up Smith, he does. Gets it back to Emery, back to Smith, and a hold on Antoine Smith. And Andy Smith will go to the free throw line. So Antoine Smith, who replaced Eric Franson, picks up the personal foul as first. And Andy Smith to the line, where he is 3 out of 4 tonight. He has 10 points in the ball game. Had 3 points in the first half, 7 here in the second half. He's been a go-to guy here in the last, 5 minutes or so of regulation. And actually helped foul Franson out of there. Free throw up and good. Andy Smith with 11 points. Aggies lead 67-65. 3 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here at the Delta Center. We're in overtime. The Cats and the Aggies. Second free throw on the way. No good. Rebound. Antoine Smith throws his elbows and gets away with it and hands it to Rogers. As we near the 3 minute mark remaining in this overtime period. Straight away, Dwayne Rogers with the dribble. Rogers has played extensive playing time tonight. Most all the game after the Ogden native, Brent Moore, got the start at guard. We haven't seen him since the first couple of minutes. Straight away, Jones, who's hit all those threes and has 25 points. Dribbles to the baseline, right, goes up with a one-handed leaner, in and out. Rebound tipped out, and Jones will get it. Antoine Smith tipped it out. 2:35 to play. Aggies 67, Wildcats 65. Emery out on Rogers with the man-to-man Weber State defense to Mills on the left side. Down low on a post-up is Wickheiser, gets caught underneath. He gives it off to Smith, cutting down the lane, and Smith goes up and he's fouled. Foul against the Wildcats, against Andy Smith. Might be Andy's first foul. I'll give him his second. So to the line goes Antoine Smith. Not a good free throw shooter. Actually, I guess you can even go a step further and say he is terrible. 6 out of 14 on the year, 43%. Antoine Smith at 6'8", 220 pounds, a junior. Shooting a pair. And the free throw is good. Boy, that was a rope. Didn't have much time to get over the rim, and it did. Smith with his first point of the game. And the Aggies lead is back to 3 at 68-65 with 2:22 to play. We're in the overtime at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City. Ryan Cuff's baseline jumper tied it at the buzzer. Second free throw is good. Boy, Antoine Smith, two clutch free throws. A 43% free throw shooter got them both. 69-65, Utah State. Emery to the left wing. Andy Smith posting up, and a foul on Antoine Smith, trying to get in front of him, and he was hammering Andy. So Antoine Smith having his hands full with Andy Smith. And Smith against Smith, with Andy going to the free throw line again. 1 out of 2 in the overtime for Andy Smith, and he's shooting two. He needs them both here. 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. The important thing here is that in regulation, the Cats, with full court press twice, caused turnovers. If he could hit both free throws, they could press again. Free throw up and good. So he needs the second one. The last two times he's been to the line, he's made the first and missed the second. If he makes this, they can press again. 69-66. Smith's second free throw on the way, and it's good. They can press. They do press. 1-2-1-1. They get Rogers in the corner and double team him. And Rogers breaks out of it, loses the handle. Tabs has it. He's on the floor and he's fouled. Good job with the press. Rogers got caught on the end line, double teamed. He got away from it, but then Tabs reached from behind and poked it away, grabbed the ball on the floor, diving on it, and then he was jumped on by the Aggies. Tabs to the line. 69-67, Utah State. But Tebbs could tie it with two free throws. He's 77% on the year. First one is on the way and perfect. 5 points tonight for Tebbs, and that's his first point since the first half. He averages 16 a game. It's a one-point ball game with 2:08 to go. Tebbs to tie. It's on the way. Good. 69 all. They press the Gidgers, caught again, and he bounces ahead, and a foul called on Cuff. Oh, bad call. Cuff and Tebbs had him caught in the corner again, and Rogers just muscled Cuff to the floor, and Cuff was whistled for the foul. That was not a good call. Cuff had great position, and Rogers just pushed him to the floor, and Cuff picked up the personal. 2:05 to go, And they do show that replay, and the crowd reacts. No doubt about that, the Cuff had the position and was flat out pushed down by Rodgers. Rodgers to the free throw line. 10 points in the game. First trip to the line tonight, shooting two, and he's 75% on the season. Cat 69, Aggies 69, 2:05 to go. Rodgers with a season high, 10 points. Free throw on the way, and no good. He's a sophomore out of Detroit, Michigan. Went to Northern High School in Detroit, moved on to Florida to play at Polk Community College. Rodgers with two big threes in the second half to help out the Aggies' cause. Second free throw on the way, no good. Rebound, Mills over Andy Smith's back, and a whistle against Silas Mills. No doubt about that call either. Brian Cuff grabbed the rebound, but it was Mills over Smith's back for the foul. Silas Mills with his third personal, and now the Wildcats will shoot free throws and try to take the lead. 2:03 remaining. To the line goes Ryan Cuff. So actually, it was Cuff that Mills fouled. And Cuff shoots a pair. First trip to the line tonight. He has 15 points in the game. 3 out of 4 at the free throw line this season. Free throw up and good. 16 for Cuff. The Cats lead 70-69 after trailing by 4 here in this overtime. Ryan Cuff out of Richfield, a 6'5" junior. Ready, fires, and missed it. The tip is up and good. Ryan, make it 10. Justin Tabs with the tip. He's got 8. Here's the full court press. Rodgers caught at midcourt, gets it ahead to Jones. Jones will be fouled from behind by Cuff, who tried to get out of the way. And Jones ran into the hip of Cuff. 72-69 Weber State off the great tip. Give it to Tebbs on the tip off the miss. And Cuff has picked up the personal foul. For Ryan Cuff, that will be his second personal foul. A minute 52 remaining. We're in overtime. Wildcats by 3. Justin Jones will go to the line. He has 25 points. And is 2 out of 2 at the stripe tonight. His free throw is good. 26 and a career high for Justin Jones, who averages 2 points a game. 72-70. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Andy Smith. It's a 2-point Wildcat lead with a minute 49 to go. Well, they can use clock, and they need to get a good shot. Left side cut, perimeter. Couple of dribbles. He's going to shoot a 3. It's on the way. No good. Oh, he didn't need to do that. That was not the shot they wanted. And Mills the rebound. Utah State with the ball. The Wildcats with the 2-point lead and a minute 29 to go in overtime. Boy, they needed to hold that. Cuff wanted to get that 3 to fall and to get the lead a little bit further. We got a foul underneath. It's against Utah State. Ryan Cuff took a charge. The foul is against Justin Jones, who ran over Ryan Cuff. So Cuff makes up for it on the other end, and now he'll go to the line. A minute 19 to go. Boy, Cuff did a good job on the defensive end, just stood his ground, and Jones ran him over. And Cuff to the line, where he'll shoot. And he'll shoot a pair. He hit 1 of 2 the last time he was at the line, but it was good that he missed because Tebbs tipped it in. A 2-point Wildcat lead. Cuff's free throw is no good. Off to the left side. So he's missed his last 2, and it's still going to be a 1-possession game. Even if he makes this, he does. Now they can press. He has 17. Here's the full court press. Silas Mills on the near side gets double-teamed by Tebbs. They get it ahead to Wickheiser, and he's into the front court. Now he'll back it out. A minute 9 to go. 73-70, Weber State leading Utah State in overtime. Left corner, Jones. Works the perimeter left with the dribble. Up top to Wickheiser. Right side, they'll give it to Rodgers. We're under a minute to play. Here's a steal by Cuff. Cuff into the front court, and they'll foul him on the way to the hoop. Jones from behind fouls Ryan Cuff. He'll shoot a pair. Cuff jumped in front of the pass, knocked it down, pushed it into the front court, ran, and from behind, Jones pushed him for the foul. Oh, what a great defensive play. Back-to-back times down the court by Ryan Cuff. He took a charge, and then he steals it and takes the hammer job by Jones on the attempted layup. 51 seconds to go. Cuff at the line where he's 2 out of 4 in this overtime. He has 17 points. 73-70 Wildcats. He needs to make one of these to make it a two-possession game. Free throw on the way. Good! 18 for Cuff. 74-70 Wildcats. 51 seconds to go in overtime. Cuff lines up, shoots it up, score it. Cuff has 19. It's a 5-point game. Cats with the lead. A little token pressure this time. Mills will bring it down on the right wing. 43 seconds to go. Wildcats are now in a man-to-man. 40 seconds to play. Rogers out near half court. Bounces to Jones. He's going to shoot a three. It's blocked by Kemp. They call him for a foul. Oh, they called him for a foul as he shot the three. Coach A. Beglin is being held back by his assistant. That was a flat out. Perfect block by Tebbs of the three. And now the Aggies will shoot three with 35 seconds to go in overtime. Again, they show the replay, and it was a perfect block. Nothing but cowhide by Justin Tebbs on that block of the three-point attempt. And for Tebbs, he is fouled out of there. That is foul number 5. He'll leave with 8 points, but he has a big bucket here in overtime off a missed free throw, a tip back, and Alex Fisher will replace Tebbs. Boy, the defense for the Wildcats has been outstanding in this overtime. After the Aggies hit the three to begin the overtime, it has been outstanding with Cuff taking a charge, getting a steal, and now Tebbs with a great block, but he was called for the foul. Jones will shoot three. He's 3 out of 4 at the line tonight. Wildcat 75, Aggies 70. 35 ticks remaining in OT. Free throw is good. 27 for Jones, the sophomore out of Malad, Idaho. Second one on the way and good. Hit the back iron and drop through. 28, and he gets another. 75-72. Jones with the third of three on the way. This one's no good. Rebound, Andy Smith for the Wildcats. And Wickheiser reaches in and grabs him. And Larry Eustacy is upset because Wickheiser with the foul. And he's fouled out. That should be number 5 on Wickheiser. Not a good foul for Wickheiser. And he is gone. Wickheiser is fouled out with 7 points with 33 seconds remaining in overtime. Again, he didn't need to. Andy Smith will come down, and with a 3-point lead after Jones hit 2 out of 3 free throws. Again, it could be a two-possession game if Andy Smith hits one of these 2 free throws. Andy tonight with 13 points, 3 here in the overtime on 3 of 4 at the line. Here's Jermaine Womack. We haven't seen much of him tonight, but he's Kaiser. Womack, a 6'4" senior from Jersey City, New Jersey. Andy Smith at the line, shooting 2. Wildcats lead by 3. Taking his time, a deep breath. The shot is up, and it's good. 14 for Andy Smith. The lead is 76-72. 33.6 seconds remaining in overtime. Again, the all-important second free throw, and the Cats can put pressure on. Smith bends at the knees and score it for Andy Smith, who has 15. The lead is back to 5 with 30 seconds left in OT. Rogers spins across the timeline. Right side to Jones. He'll shoot an off-balance one-handed 3, and he's fouled. I think it's a 3. We'll see what they rule it. Another foul. This one goes against Andy Smith. Yes, they call it a 3. Andy Smith fouling Justin Jones on an off-balance one-handed running 3. So the Aggies with another chance to shoot 3 free throws. And again, it's Justin Jones, who has 28 points in the game. In the overtime period, he's 3 of 5 at the line. And a chance to shoot 3 more. Oh, big blunder. You cannot afford to foul him and let them score with the clock stopped, especially 3 chances. Free throw is good. 29 for Jones, 22 seconds to go. 77-73, Weber State. Second one is good. 30 for Jones. And it's a 3-point game. This could make it a two-point game, and he does. 31 for Jones. Timeout, Utah State. We'll take a break. 22 ticks left. Cats by two. Back after this on the Weber State Radio Network.
Classic Rock, KLZX, Brigham Ogden, Provo Orem, and Salt Lake City.
Every bounce, every pass, and every basket means it's Cat Scratch Fever time for the Weber State Wildcats, and it's only at Bank of Utah. That's because every basketball win the Cats get this season can also mean money for you if you open a certificate of deposit account at Bank of Utah. This year, the Wildcats are coming off one of their best seasons ever, including a trip to the NCAA tournament. Expectations are high in the Big Sky again, and you can be there to reap the benefits. For every Weber State win, the interest rate for your CD account will rise. That makes a winner out of everyone. Plus, you get the investment security and long-term satisfaction of a Bank of Utah CD account. We call it our Wildcat CD program, and you could say it's the cat's meow. It's also easy to sign up. Just call 625-3500. That's 625-3500, or stop by any Bank of Utah office today. Whatever you do, don't let the cat get your tongue. Call today.
This is the home of the Weber State Wildcats, KLZX.
Kurt Wilson back at the Delta Center, 77-75, Weber State leading Utah State in overtime with 22 seconds left. Wildcats will have the ball, but they're going to face a full-court press from the Aggies. Back-to-back fouls on Justin Jones as he was shooting threes, and he hit five of the six free throws. That's why the Aggies are only two down. Cats will bring Andy Smith out to inbound. He's looking for help. He runs the line, gets it into Cuff. Cuff still in the backcourt, looking for help, and a reach-in foul is called against the Aggies. And it'll go against Dwayne Rogers, so Cuff will go to the line. Wildcats in this overtime are 11 out of 14 from the free throw line. Utah State is 8 out of 12 from the free throw line in overtime. And Ryan Cuff with four overtime points all at the line. Cats have only one overtime field goal. That was the tip-in by Justin Tebbs. Cuff has 19 points in the game. He's 4 of 6 at the free throw line tonight. 77-75 Weber State with 19.2 remaining. Good with the free throw. He hit the front rim, hit the window, and slid on down. 20 for Cuff. This is the important one to make it a two-possession game. Right now it's a three-point Cat lead. Womack talking to him. Cuff will drain it. 21 for Cuff. The lead is 4. 17 seconds left. Rogers into the front court. Rogers over to Womack. He drives the baseline, puts up a runner. That's good off the glass. Womack with his first bucket. 10 seconds to go. A two-point game. They get it into Emery. And Emery will be fouled by Rogers. It'll be Emery at the line now with 8.3 seconds remaining. Boy, Womack did a good job. His first shot of the night, he just penetrated on the baseline left and laid it off the glass. There was a collision down there, but no harm, no foul, apparently. And now it'll be up to Brian Emery, who has 6 points in the game, attempted a free throw yet. He's 77% of the line for the year, 10 of 13. There's Brent Moore back into the lineup, a three-point shooter for the Aggies. It's 79-77 Weber State, 8.3 seconds remaining in overtime. And Emery, again, he needs the two to make it a two-possession game. Free throw, good. A little point guard out of Davis High has 7 points. It's a three-point game. Emery could make it a four-point lead with 8 seconds remaining. It's on the way, good! Emery hits them both. It's a four-point game. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Jones, a long three, no good. And the tip is up and good by Mills with 1 second left. They inbound it. Cuff throws it in the air. The game is over. The game is over and the Wildcats win it. What a game here at the Delta Center. Weber State by 2, 81-79 over Utah State. They hit the clutch free throws down the stretch. And the rivalry is back and in full force. What an outstanding game here tonight down in Salt Lake City. In overtime, Weber State 81, Utah State 79. Back with a wrap after this on the Weber State Radio Network.
My father opened a savings account at Golden West for me when I was six, almost 60 years ago. We got John a savings account on his first day of school.
Streamline your family's finances with a free...